Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Fat Talks by me, by Tomi Rotimi. Today is our final edition of Help, My Business is Struggling. And this one is one that I am super excited about because it is a strategy I really believe in. And it's a strategy that I am exploring even more so now than ever before. So, what are we talking about in this edition? I'm talking about going deeper. Going deeper. So, this episode can also be titled Going Deeper. And so, what do I mean by going deeper? For those in business, I'm sure you already have an idea about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about focus. I'm talking about specialization. I'm talking about niche. I'm talking about being known for something, being top of mind for something specific. It is tempting in business to want to explore many money-making avenues. It is tempting to want to go wide, to try different things, to have different sources of income, to be able to target different demographics, different market segments. It is tempting to do this because on paper, on face value, it does look like the right thing to do. It makes sense not to risk focusing on one or a few things that could possibly not work and to hedge your bet on several things. It makes sense, right? Because you know how it is, if one fails, at least you have the other one to kind of lean on. But, I have found that in business, this life rule that seems to be fine, you know, for everything else, doesn't quite work in business. And you could argue with me. I know you could point at several business people that you know who are doing several things and who, in your opinion, are doing them well. I understand that and I do agree. There are many people like that. However, particularly for small business owners, particularly for the earlier years, and I always say that for me, earlier years are the first 25 years because as far as I'm concerned, that's how long it takes you to really build strong roots and deep foundations. And strong roots, deep foundations are the things that makes it possible for you to layer other things on. If you don't have the strong foundation that has been built with specialization, then anything else you want to layer on is at risk. So this is why it is important for you to dig deep. Another reason why it's important for you to dig deep and to focus on a few things right now in terms of your business is that it does take time for you to build expertise in any one thing. It takes time for you to build expertise because expertise involves making mistakes. Expertise involves making the wrong turn and somehow finding your way back. These are the things that actually strengthen your business muscles. Expertise involves understanding from experience, not just from academics. Expertise involves trial and error. It involves collaborations. It also involves research. These things take time. Above all, expertise also thrives on reputation. Reputation built on trust. People need to trust you. And the way business is built is on reputation. On people trusting your brand to deliver on its promise. And this takes time, because what trust means is consistently delivering on your promise, consistently delivering on your service. If somebody buys from you once and has a great experience, that is fantastic. But it could be a fluke. If somebody buys from you the second time and had a good experience, it builds a level of trust and consistency. You know, you've done it twice. If somebody buys from you a third time, a fourth time, they now start considering you an authority, start considering you as a dependable brand. You start becoming top of mind. You start becoming their safe place, their default mode. You start becoming part of their universe, part of their life, part of their culture. You are no longer the business they are trying out because it's trendy or just because somebody referred them. You are becoming the business they go to because you give them peace of mind. And you deliver something that I would say is the Mercedes-Benz of business. It is what we are all thriving to reach. This is everything. It delivers on predictability. Oh, if you can deliver a predictable outcome that your customers know that this is what they get anytime they buy from you, anytime they engage with you, anytime they're trying to, you know, get your service, they can predict at least 90%. They know that this is what they get. That's it. That's everything. That is pretty much everything. But this cannot happen overnight. But if you are the kind of business that you are not known for any one thing, you are doing several things, what is going to happen is that even in their minds, people will find it difficult to put you in a box. This is the only time when being put in a box is good. People want to put you in a box. They want to know, this is what I'm going to this person for, and I know I will get a predictable outcome. If you're doing several things, apart from the fact that you have to build expertise in many things, apart from the fact that it takes time to build expertise in many things, it also makes it difficult for customers to put you in that box in their minds to know, this is where I go to for this. Now, going wide means trying several things and getting a little bit from everything. Going deep means knowing everything you can possibly know on this one thing. Throwing everything at it, your resources, your expertise, you know, your passions, is this one thing. And you are becoming an authority in that one thing. What this does for you as well, it allows you to know where to invest your resources and your time. You know what I mean? Let me give you a very, very basic example. And it's something that I'm working on right now. Okay, so I make a pair of pants. I call them the go-to pants. These are one of Exclamation's best-selling product ever. They are basics. They are basic black pants, and we've done them now for almost a decade, and we stock them across several colors. Now, these are pants that people know us for, people who don't necessarily even buy our signature pieces. Basic pants are basic pants, irrespective of your style. Everybody needs a good pair of basic pants, right? So in recent times, I've been thinking about bringing these pants back. You know, they never quite went away, but you know how it is. You know, stock levels are depleting, and with the devaluation, we've started rethinking many lines. So this was a line we went back to think, what do we do with this line? It has become a staple for the past 10 years. It's one of those things that I think we virtually sell. We sell them every week. You know, it's one of those things we kind of always have to have. But now that we're kind of re-strategizing, we're thinking about what to do. Anyways, in thinking about it, one of my team members said, from our books, from the data we have, at least 65% of the people who have asked for it to be restocked are asking for it in black. So you know what we're doing? For the next batch, we're making only black. We went further with the data and found out that the best-selling cut were the long lengths. And that's because a lot of people have come into the market with pants now, but not everybody has been able to stock the long length. And we have customers who need the long length, and people generally who complain about not having pants long enough for them. So you know what? We're going even deeper. Apart from doing just the black, we're going deeper and doing just the long length. We're focusing on one cut. We're focusing on one length. We're focusing on one color. We only need these people that fit into this specific niche to buy from us, and we will be fine. And I'm just talking about a subsect of my business that I'm going deep with, right? And we will be fine. This has helped us to focus our resources on this one category and has made it easier for us. Doesn't mean we're not going to come back with regular length and other colors later, possibly. But this is just an example of how going deep works. So now, suddenly, in the universe of tall girls, we will be top of mind if we keep this up. And we can't even fully, you know, service the full universe of tall girls. You know, so with this, we can go deep. We can have even more sizes. We can have more colors, you know, later on as we go deep. But that's just an example. So if your business is struggling right now, this might be a lifesaver, going deep. Just do like, I want you to go to your data and find out the products that have been your best sellers. The products that you have been able to deliver on without any problems, that you've been able to build expertise on. Resist, my people, resist the temptation to go wide. Going wide leads to burnout because you only have a limited amount of funding, limited amount of energy. You know, I always say it, energy is a limited resource. A limited capacity when, you know, talking about your team. So you don't want to stretch yourself out too thin. You want to focus and go deep so that you can invest your limited resources on a few things. And you also want to build expertise on one or more of, if you know, just on a few things, one particular area. And let that be what you are known for. The moment you become an authority, the moment you become top of mind, the go-to brand for this product or service, you can do so much with it, and it is a little bit more bearable, right, than going wide, right? So this is what I would suggest. Another thing about going deep is, because you have built expertise, because you have built a reputation, because you have built predictability and dependability, guess what you have also built? Can anybody guess? I can't hear you. That lady at the back, can you tell me what else you have built? You have built a platform that allows you to charge more. That's what you have built. You have built a platform that allows you to charge more. You have chipped away, even if it's a little bit, on that price ceiling, because people pay more for expertise, for dependability, for predictability. I'm one of those people. If someone says to me, try out that person for the first time, and I don't know, maybe you'll get your results, or go to this person or this brand that always delivers, right? Because they have become an authority and built expertise. I will pay a little bit more for expertise, dependability, peace of mind, predictability. You have built a much more valuable product. You know, there's something in retail psychology and consumer psychology where people would rather pay more. Even if you are paying for the same product, but because of the peace of mind element, of just knowing that this thing will always be available and will always deliver on its promise, I'm ready to pay just a little bit more. Even if the other brand, right, is delivering the exact same thing, what they haven't delivered on is the reputation, is the predictability, is the expertise. And even the time it takes to build that, another thing you have built is relationship. Relationship is another thing that allows you to retain customers and allows you to charge a little bit more. When you are in that universe of going deep with your customers, you inevitably build a relationship with them, because when people are coming to you consistently for one thing, It's beautiful. They are not putting pressure on you to do more than what they know you for, because you have given them as well some peace, you know, knowing that this is what they are coming to you for. When they come here, they relax. Subconsciously, they relax because they know what they are going to get. And they are not even trying to make suggestions about anything else. They know what you're going to get. A bit of a caveat, we're rounding up now, regarding going deep. Apart from delivering a good product, you must deliver on integrity. You're going to mess it all up if you don't deliver on integrity. You must deliver on consistency. You must deliver on respect for the customer. You must deliver on these things, because the downside to this is, while customers subconsciously relax, right, when they come to your space or when they're engaging with you because you are predictable, this is another thing about consumer psychology. Also, subconsciously, we really don't know we're doing it. And on behalf of customers, I want to apologize for this. But this is just the reality, you know. We are always looking for the next best thing. Even if we love you, even if you are delivering great, even if you've never disappointed, it's a human instinct. It's human nature. It's part of consumer psychology. We are always looking for the next better thing. What you don't want to do is give us a reason to look hard, right? You don't want to give us a reason to look hard. And that is the problem. If you are consistently delivering, you know, you must be careful, because if you start to mess up, people will typically give you some wiggle room. But if you start to mess up, you've given room for somebody else to kind of take your space. Now, this is the other interesting thing, and I really am rounding up, and this comes from experience. Even when customers leave you because sometimes there's brand fatigue. You're delivering. There's brand fatigue because people might outgrow you. Their needs might change. They might relocate. They might find somebody else who they find a little bit more convenient to buy from. These things happen no matter how great you are. If, however, you have always left your customer with a good feeling after they've engaged with your brand and you are always consistent with delivering, the memories of you are great. It's just a matter of time. Even these customers who have left, they remain brand ambassadors, right? And when they do have need for you again, when life takes them back to you, it's a no-brainer, they're coming back to you. I've seen this in my business too many times. I've seen customers who bought from me every week for 2 years, and I'm not exaggerating, every week or at least every month for 2-3 years, then went quiet and I didn't see them again for the next 3 years for whatever reason. And then they come back with a vengeance again. The reason why they can come back with a vengeance is because I'm still there. In their minds, I'm still there. I never left because the experiences they had were great, you know. So you have to be careful not to get cocky, not to feel like, oh, you run a monopoly, right? You can't do that, right? Because even if the customer is happy with your business now, if you give her reason to doubt you or to have a bad experience, you force her to go to the default mode we are all in, which is we are always looking for the next best thing. Even if we're satisfied, we are always just looking for a better experience. It's just what makes life interesting. You know what I mean? So that's it. Yeah, we're about 21 minutes in. I try to keep this podcast at 20, but sometimes I get a bit too excited. That's it, though. That's it for today. So if your business is struggling, go deep. Even if your business is not struggling, going deep is always a good idea. And I want you to explore it, okay? That's it for today. Thank you so, so very much for listening. Again, please remember to share this particular episode because I know a lot of people need to listen to this. A lot of people are at that crossroad, whether to go wide or go deep. The answer is always go deep. It is never go wide. It's always go deep. So please, go deep and share this with people in your network. And please send me an email. Send an email to tomi@tomirotimi.com. Just letting me know how you are going deep, or if you want strategies on how you can go deep, I can throw a few in there if you send me an email. And just let everybody know that the podcast is back. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you again soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Bad Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram @tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.